This is side 5. Follow in your book and repeat after me as we learn 3 new words in Turkish. Towel. Bath. Border. May I see your passport, please?
Yes, I have it right here.
Look at this.
This photograph doesn't look a bit like you now, does it, sir?
Well, it's an old picture.
Precisely.
Is there anything wrong?
Oh, no. Would you mind waiting over there, sir? Oh, just leave your bags.
But my passport...
Next, please.
Information. May I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to know...
Not for 12 hours. You'll be informed at your hotel.
Yes,
Would you like to send a wire?
Well, yes, I guess I'd better.
One moment, please.
All right, sir. Do you want this to be a night letter, regular, or guaranteed delivery?
Which is fastest?
At this time of day, they all receive equal attention, depending, of course, on the zone involved. Which zone was that, sir?
I'm sending it overseas.
No, please, the zone. Look at the map.
Then I suppose it would be...
I beg your pardon, sir, but is this your bar of soap?
Well, I suppose it is.
So do we.
All right, sir, your telegram has been sent. You will be receiving it in about an hour. Guaranteed delivery. That'll be 275, sir, no tax.
Well, I haven't had a chance to change my money yet.
Just a moment, sir. Is this your bag?
No, it's not.
Check it again. Do take your time, sir.
This is definitely not my bag.
Just as we thought. Sign here, please. And here. And here. And here. And here. And here. And here. Thank you, sir.
We've sent your bags on ahead, sir. Where is it you're staying?
What's the best hotel in town?
Of course! Taxi! The taxis, they are all on strike. And it's too early for the bus. You really are a problem, sir. I suppose we'll have to put you up.
Going up!
Скажите, товарищу, как вы подумаете о нашем городе?
Excuse me, but my friend would like to know how much you enjoy our city so far.
Actually, I haven't been here too long.
Il n'y a pas été beaucoup dans ici.
Ну, рассказывайте мне, да или нет.
He want to know yes or no.
Well, tell him yes. It's a beautiful city.
Не кричайте, слышаю.
He says he can shout, don't hear you. Have you seen the palace?
Not yet, but I certainly intend...
Oh, you must. It won't be here much longer, you know. They are cleaning it.
Он на единственне?
Are you alone?
Yes.
No. We are here with you.
Oh, I see what you mean. No.
Yes. How many are we?
Here? 3.
You don't want to count the elevator boy?
Yes.
3 or 4?
4.
But of course there's your family.
But they're not traveling with me.
Where?
Where I'm going.
But you're here. How many?
4. With the elevator boy.
Ah, he is in your family.
No, here.
And here we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, our distinguished guest has just arrived. Have some champagne.
Thank you, sir. What do you mean?
Come this way. Gentlemen, port and cigars in the war room. Lord Kitchener will join us presently.
Hurry along.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize...
Gentlemen, please. In these troubled times, besieged as we are on all fronts,
here.
There is but one man in whom we can place with complete assurance our faith, hope, and destiny.
There.
A man who has won more battles than he has fought.
Where?
A man who has the confidence of his people. Our generated, veneered leader, our own Fighting Jack,
Lord Kitchener. Kitchener!
He knocked over the pitcher.
He's dead.
You'd better come with us.
We're no longer
safe here. Let's to the Winter Palace, quick.
Oh, it's the ice show.
Und jetzt von der Berliner Eispalast und Fischspiel der Ponyspiel und Stitz der Genackfischprobers Hans und Juni.
We don't have much time, and there's a lot you have to know.
Now listen carefully. If the revolution is to be successful,
excuse me, wait.
First, the revolutionary leadership.
No, I was talking about the codification.
The codification is central control.
Let me, all right, go ahead.
According to the regulation,
check. Everything has got to be done in this time.
To have the priority of rank.
Right.
Do you mind if I go?
Of course.
There is absolute security and necessity.
Got it. All of these operations.
But I'll take it from here.
Follow me.
Right, Chief.
Gentlemen, I won't take any more credit for this victory than necessary. Lord Kitchener did not, nay, will not die in vain, grid willing. Gentlemen, I as leader will use power like a drum and leadership like a violin. Pick out any idea, compare ideas with the one idea left, you have no doubt, and without a doubt, we have enthusiasm.
Gentlemen, please,
to make life hold. It's as easy as a bridge. Now, gentlemen, now that we have attained control, we must pull together as one, like a twin, keeping the prophecy of power as enthusiasm. All for one!
All for one!
And all for one!
And all for one!
Let me hear it for me!
You're under arrest!
Hello. My, it will be pleasant to have you here. I've not had any company in this dank and dismal cell for 40 long and miserable years. I was imprisoned by a faceless people for a crime of which I had no knowledge and certainly did not commit, but what of that? In me spare time, I have been pursuing me hobby, which is writing a great prison novel. In the beginning, I wrote with an ink composed of parts of me own blood. However, this would not make an acceptable carbon, so I acquired an electric typewriter. I am proud to be able to present you with the first edition of me saga of eternal torment, profusely illustrated, titled Leather Thighs.
Guard! I want to see my ambassador.
Easily done. He's in the next cell.
Use the telephone.
I don't have a dime. Here, use one of the pages of me novel. It's no good. They're tapping the lines. Oh, if I could only speak to someone, if I could only tell my story.
Famous writer to see the condemned man.
Oh, you
poor brute of a killer without a conscience. I'm wet with compassion.
Excuse me, but it's always a pleasure to meet another member of the writing fraternity. Perhaps you would like to hear an excerpt from a great prison novel of eternal torment in cold leather. Oh, God.
Hey, what's troubling you, son?
Padre, I'm tired of living and...
Old man River.
Ribba.
Now give me that gun.
I don't have a gun, Father.
Here, have one of mine.
I'm not afraid of justice. I know these bars are here for a good reason. Prisons are for the guilty.
String him up.
Anybody got any string?
He's just like the kid.
Oh, no, don't you guys see? The system is here for your protection. I'm not afraid. All I want is a chance to clear my name. Look, we live and operate under the due process of law. The innocent have nothing to fear. Only the guilty will suffer.
Lynch him.
Anybody got any lynch?
He even looks like the kid.
Look, it's this simple. I'll get a hearing and a trial. I'm willing to place my fate and faith in the hands of justice.
Just burn the kid.
Mother? Mama? Mama, I'll be good.
Mama, I will. Mama, I'll be good. Mama, I just want to get out of here.
Hey, man, you think he's going to make it?
I don't know. He looks pretty sick to me. Hey. I think he's coming around.
He's coming around, folks. He's gonna be okay and ready to play Symptom 6 of Beat the Reaper.
Last week, our patient successfully survived the common cold, measles, pneumonia, dengue fever, and the yaws.
And now, the big question. Are you ready to go on?
What?
He's ready!
Our topless nurse, Judy, is wheeling our patient into the isolation ward.
Can you hear me in there? Okay, let's shoot him up. Now, patient, you have 10 seconds to tell us what you've got and beat the Reaper!
I'm shaking, feverish. My hands are all... yellow. My God, I've got jaundice.
It is! Give it me! That's symptom 6. And now you've reached the final threshold. Here's the question. Are you ready for symptom number 7? Longer than any patient has ever survived before.
I want to go home.
Only one way to do that. Doctor, bring in the super shot.
Now, for the first time on Beat the Reaper, we're going for the big disease. The icebox is being unlocked by the president of the Armenian Medical Association, under whose strict supervision these toxins are being administered.
This is it. Doctor, give him that really big disease. Now, patient, can you hear me? You've got 10 seconds to tell us what you've got, and for the last time, beat the Reaper!
I think I feel... I don't know, whatever... Whatever it is, I want to die.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. That's not correct. You didn't beat the Reaper. Doctor, bring the patient out and show the amphitheater audience and all the folks at home just what he's contracted.
According to my careful prosthesis, this man has the plague.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome.
You've got the plague. Well, isn't he a good sport, folks? We'll be back in just a moment with our next patient, but first...
Taxi, buddy.
Thank God.
Where to, Mac?
Out.
Sure thing. I'll take you to the border.
I'm gonna have to cut through the park.
Is that the fastest way?
No, it ain't, but the plague's got the streets all tied up.
Well, just do the best you can.
Sure thing.
Hey, are those my bags?
Oh, yeah. We've been watching you every step of the way, but we ain't had a chance to contact you till now.
You mean...
Sure. What do you mean?
Well, I mean...
Listen, buddy, let me give you a piece of advice. What you don't mean won't hurt you. Mind if I turn on the radio?
In a massive traffic tie-up, as the death rate continues to soar. Now, let's go to the river's edge and Charles B. Smith.
Ed, it's an amazing scene here. Like lemmings, the crowds are waiting on the shore, torches blazing as the long line of shrouded funeral rafts drift lazily into view, great black candles flickering at helm and stern. The excitement is contagious, and so are the Black Cross volunteers as they pass from family to family, pausing now and again to touch a child's head. I wish I could, but I can't. So long, Ed.
Thank you, Charles. And now here's another feature in our continuing report on the...
Hey, Mac, what'd you turn it off for?
How close are we to the border?
Well, at this rate... Uh-oh, I think they spotted you.
I wanna die! Touch me!
Can't we go any faster?
There's too many of them.
What can we do?
I don't know. Throw him your coat.
Run to me!
Here's the border up ahead.
Thank God.
No, not yet. We'll never make it through that crowd at the gate unless you do exactly what I say. Take off all your clothes.
What?
Come on, buddy. Take them off.
Right.
I know, but when I give the signal, toss them out, and I'll drive this heap right through the barrier. Ready?
Yes, that's everything.
Okay. Here we go.
Made it. Welcome to side 6. Follow in your book and repeat after me as we learn our next 3 words in Turkish. Coffee, delight, border. May I see
your passport?